reality, not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And, well, I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ted Anderson, if we can get him. But we haven't heard they've been able to track him down. So if you want to call us, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But they're trying to convince us the situation is getting better. It's only a matter of time before things get better. But you have to understand the real agenda, and they don't dare tell the American people the truth. The real agenda is to transfer our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth to other countries. That's what globalism's all about. That's what was laid out in Stephen Rockefeller's Earth Charter. Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew, wrote this plan put out by the very, very wealthy to transfer the wealth of the American people throughout the world so that these elitists can build up the living standards of the people that they are going to allow to remain, because, of course, they believe in population control. They intend to kill off most of the world's population. But those who do survive will live a lot better than they're living now, at least some of them will. So we have to understand then that under this idea of globalization, we've been transferring our manufacturing overseas for many years, and probably about 7 million jobs have gone overseas. Bob Chapman says it's 10 million, but certainly we've lost 5 million since this whole recession began in December of 2007. 5 million manufacturing jobs are gone, and they're not going to return. We're giving General Motors actually $50 billion to actually facilitate their transfer of manufacturing overseas. What are they doing? Well, they're closing down dealerships here in the United States. Why would they do that? Because there are not going to be so many cars to sell here in the United States. That's why. They don't want people in their cars here in the United States. Basically, they've had them close down the Hummer plant. And the Saab plant and the Saturn plant and the Pontiac plant and a couple of other plants. They're just doing away with these lines altogether. And, of course, basically, General Motors is expanding its production in China and in Brazil and in India and Russia in the so-called BRIC nations. And the whole purpose behind that is to actually... facilitate the transfer of American jobs overseas. And this is what's going on today. Well, you have to understand that they can't tell the American people this. Chrysler is going to start producing cars. Again, now they're out of bankruptcy. Well, actually, Fiat is going to begin producing Chrysler cars. And isn't that wonderful? There are going to be a lot more jobs here in America, or are they? Because Fiat has announced they're going to open a plant in Italy to produce Chrysler cars. Doesn't that make you feel good? But you see, they can't tell you common people what this is all about. The U.S. economy is in the process of collapsing. The value of the dollar has lost about 50% of its value during the last 2.5 to 3 years, from 120 down to about 77, I think, was the last rating of it. The federal deficit is going to be between $1.8 and $2 trillion this year. It's going to be more than that next year. And we're actually having to borrow close to $4 billion every day just to pay our debts. There's been a 30 to 40% decrease in U.S. exports, a 20 to 30% decrease in U.S. production. The world all over, all told, has lost about $60 trillion in assets. They estimate another $30 trillion will be written off. Some state and local governments have had to cut essential services. Many state and local governments are basically insolvent. State government receipts are down 30 to 35%. The automotive industry has collapsed. As you know, General Motors and Chrysler have gone into bankruptcy. Ford actually says that it made $2 billion but if you, this last quarter, but if you look at it closely, they actually lost $1 billion. But they, of course, they have to juggle the books a little bit. Certainly the foreign producers, and certainly this doesn't affect America, but the whole world automotive industry, Nissan lost 16.53 billion yen in the last quarter, the second quarter. Daimler lost $1.45 billion. Mercedes-Benz lost 1.53 billion euros. Peugeot Citroen lost 962 million euros. And Honda's profits tumbled 96%. But they want to tell us that things are getting better. The airline industry is on the verge of collapse. So they're probably going to lose about $4.9 billion this year. Major businesses and industries are losing money. Most of them are. The price-earnings ratio on the Standard & Poor's stocks is about 132. It ought to be 10. It's 132. And they're simply lying to the American people. They're averaging the price ratio. They call it the PE10. And if you look at the PE10, in other words, the average price-earnings ratio on the Standard & Poor's over the last 10 years, it isn't that bad. But why don't we look at what it is today? And they don't want you to look at it today and to realize that an awful lot of Standard & Poor companies are losing money, and those that are making money are making very, very little. And the price-earnings ratio on the Standard & Poor is 132. Between 25 and 30 million Americans are currently unemployed. You ever notice how they always going to give us the figures in percentage? And, oh, isn't it wonderful that the unemployment went from 9.5% to 9.4%? But what they don't tell you is that the real unemployment, even by the Bureau of Labor Standards statistics, is the U6, that's employed, underemployed, or simply not even bothering to look for work. It actually went up from 16.4 to 16.5, but the real figure is closer to 20%, according to John Williams and his shadow statistics, because, of course, these figures don't lie, but liars figure. We're talking between 25 and 30 million Americans are currently unemployed or underemployed. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-800-259-5791. The construction industry has collapsed. Certainly, most people aren't buying non-essential items. There's been massive state and local government layoffs. Welfare benefits have been curtailed. Some states are transferring prisoners to private prisons to save money. There are 34 million Americans on food stamps today. 34 million Americans are on food stamps today, more than ever before. The FBGC, that's the Federal Benefit Guarantee Corporation that guarantees pensions, why they're massively underfunded, and most people who have pensions that certainly from their corporations are not going to be able to get them. The FDIC is underfunded. In fact, they've requested a $500 billion line of credit because they're just about out of money. They're the people who are guarantee you the money you have in your savings account. And they tell you, why, nothing to worry about. You're guaranteed. Your savings are guaranteed by the government, but the government agencies just about out of money. The U.S. gross domestic product has fallen for four straight quarters. Now, basically, the last quarter was only down 1%. It was down 5% in the first quarter, the second quarter down 1%. But that represented massive government spending, not production, because production is contracting the United States. The commercial property market has collapsed. The FDIC has now closed, I think, 72 or 73 of banks here in the United States. And they want us to believe that things are getting better. What do you think? Do you think things are getting better? I'd love to hear from you. They haven't been able to find Ted Anderson, so our number is at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you think about the way things are going. And we just got another one of our supporters who's been with us for 10 years at the discontinued support. His salary's been cut 15%. A lot of people are hurting. Would love to hear from you.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess we're not going to be able to have Ted Anderson with us. She's going to have to be put off to another time. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. We've got Dave calling from Illinois, and we hope you'll be calling shortly thereafter. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. Yeah, a couple comments to make here. Talk about this wonderful economy. You know, I go to this website called MarketWatch.com I go to every day, and it's such a joke. As you know, since March, the market's been rallying, which is just the biggest bunch of garbage in the world. It's just a big fail. It's just nothing but a plunge protection lie. And, Dr. Stan, I am proof I am proof positive that the unemployment figures are a cold-blooded lie. And the reason is, I'm self-employed, okay? Right now I'm not working. I got nothing. I'm unemployed, and I'm not counted. And you know I'm not alone. There got to be millions of people like me who are in some way they're self-employed. If they're not working, they're unemployed, but they're not counted. So that is proof that the government stats are a complete lie.
Well, I have no question they're manipulating the stock market because they realize that if they can drive the stock market up, all they really have to do, of course, is move up the Dow Jones 40 because they manipulate the others as well. But basically it's done, as you wouldn't well know, by the Working Group on Financial Markets. It's a made up certainly of the head of the Fed, the head of the Treasury, the head of the Commodities Trading Board, I believe it's the SEC, and the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and simply they take money and they run the stock market. They manipulate it. And this was originally established under the Reagan administration with the idea of preventing a total collapse of the stock market. But any time you have a government agency, well, it's about the closest thing to eternal life you'll ever see, and they're using it right now to manipulate the perception of the American people that things have got to be getting better because look at the stock market going up. And yet, of course, if you look at the economy and you realize that a lot of parts of our country, it's in real trouble. I have friends back in South Carolina. Things are dead. People are wondering how they're going to – my realtor back there is wondering how he's going to be able to pay his rent. And well, my daughter's been out of work here for a year, almost a year now, and suddenly been unable to get a job. Fortunately, I'm self-employed, so I don't have to worry about it. But everything is illusion and delusion. The market is terrible, getting worse. Yes, they've poured out all this artificial money. We have the cash for clunkers, which is great. But why should I be paying so somebody else can get a new car? You know, this is all a scam to get the automotive market, you know, jump-started. But what happens when September comes and the $3 billion is gone? And where is the $3 billion going to come from? Why, we're going to have to put the money up. We're borrowing money. And, of course, if you can't borrow money, you got to create money and then destroy the value of everybody's savings and pension funds. And that is surreptitiously what they're doing today. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, like I said, I'm self-employed, too. And right now I've got nothing. I'm not working, so I'm unemployed, but I'm not counted. And so, you know, multiply me by how many millions of people are also self-employed when they're not working, but they're not counted by the government. So that's proof that the government figures are simply not true on unemployment. They've got to be a complete lie. Well, and it's really frustrating because I keep hearing this. Every night the news says, oh, things, there are bright spots. I don't see any bright spots. Do you?
Nope. Basically, they have something like the birth-death ratio they've introduced into the unemployment statistics, and basically what they do is they simply juggle them any way they want to. They want to give us the impression the economy is improving, whereas it is not going to improve because the people who are running things do not want it to improve. They're trying to give you the idea, oh, we're doing everything possible. We got this wonderful program to preserve homes, but, you know, 4 million people have lost their homes. And, of course, another couple of million homes are in foreclosure, and 300,000 or 400,000 new homes go into foreclosure every month because people lose their jobs and can't make their payments. But they got to give you the impression that they're trying to do something. And I think that maybe out of the, well, I think something like 150,000 people have gotten their loans rewritten. But the way they set this thing up, the people who are supposed to be the so-called lenders, the people who are in charge of rewriting the loans, make more money if they don't rewrite the loans. And so how could they come up with a program that stupid unintentionally? Now, these are brilliant people, I have no question, but they really don't want to solve the problem. They just want to convince us they want to solve the problem. And then, of course, Ben Bernanke is probably not going to get reappointed, and he'll say, well, see, I would have solved the problem, you know, but it's not my problem, you know. They put me out of office, and I think probably Larry Summers, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, and I'm sorry, he's a member of the Group of 30, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg. He's not a member of the Trilateral Commission just yet. But then Larry Summers will say, well, it's not my fault, you know. I inherited this from Ben Bernanke, so it's nobody's fault. And more and more people to lose their homes and their jobs and their families and their insurance and their life savings. They destroy the value of our currency. But nobody's at fault. Nobody's at fault.
Well, Dax, also another part of the problem here is that, as you and I, as your, you and your audience well know, I'm sure, without manufacturing, we cannot remain the power we have been. It's with, if you don't produce, you just cannot remain. You cannot remain prosperous. It's impossible. So, and I don't see how the factories can come back with the people in charge. So, if they don't bring back the factories, Dexter, I think we're toast as a nation.
You're absolutely right, but that's what they really want. That's why they are intentionally transferring our jobs overseas. Have you ever seen pictures of those skylines there in China and Beijing and Shanghai and other kind of Chinese communist cities? They're magnificent, magnificent big buildings. Where did they get the money to build the buildings? Why, it came from the United States under loans from our government, the International Monetary Fund and the Asian Development Bank, and then from our major banks and our major corporations. And we subsidize the factories and move over there. We actually, if you have a major producer and you move to China, well, you don't have to pay any American income tax. And so people would be foolish to stay here and have to pay American income tax and then have to pay all the benefits and the high salaries. We are actively encouraging our companies. We are subsidizing them to move overseas. But you see, the average American doesn't understand that, David. They do not understand that our leaders' loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream of the New World Order.
That's right. I call these corporations corporate un-America. They're corporate un-America. They're not American to me anymore.
You really have to understand, until we understand that we have these subversive people working at the highest levels of our government, they work through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and a myriad of other satellite organizations. And basically, they have a different worldview. They think what they're doing is going to be wonderful. Won't it be wonderful when we can raise the living standards in Somalia? And we can raise the living standards in Malawi. And, of course, in the process, we're going to have to lower living standards in the United States. But here the people have so much. And wouldn't it be wonderful to share it with people throughout the rest of the world? Well, I would like to see the living standards throughout the rest of the world raised. But you're not going to, you know, help the weak countries by destroying the only strong country in the world any more than you help the poor by destroying the rich. Hey, thanks very much. Hang on, David, until we have another caller. Again, our number 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Right here at Genesis.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering. sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the e-book. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Here it is. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But if you're looking and seeing what's really going on, why everything is being manipulated. They're manipulating the commodity prices. They're manipulating the prices of gold and silver. They're manipulating the oil prices, of course, because the people who control the oil companies are an integral part of the financial elite, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but because behind all of these are these powerful spiritual forces which are really in control of the world today. And are doing everything they can, of course, to prepare the way for the coming world leader. And, of course, what they really want is this one world government. What they want is a one world financial system. What they want is a one world currency. What they want to do is destroy Christianity, and boy, they're doing a pretty good job of that. And then, of course, they want to install the new leader. And, of course, he won't be recognized initially, but he will be the Antichrist. And this is exactly where we're going. So you cannot look at the unfolding of events, public events, financial events, political events, except through the prism of biblical prophecy. And once you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Certainly we are going to see another war in the Middle East, and certainly these things are prophesied. And then when you see what's going on over there, when you see and understand Paul Craig Roberts, I was reading an article he wrote. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is a very brilliant guy. Formerly, he was the assistant to the Secretary of the Treasury, I think, during the Reagan administration. And in one of his latest articles, he said that we had given Israel the go-ahead to attack Iran. Now, Israel would not do anything independently. And the idea that the Zionists control our government, no, the Satanists control our government. The people affiliated with these occult organizations are in control, and they control the Israeli government as well. But, of course, we give Israel a great deal of money. We buy the support of the people over there. Our CIA works hand in glove with the Mossad. But it was really very interesting that Paul Craig Roberts said that about a week to 10 days ago, when a number of our political leaders were over there, and I think it was James Jones, General James Jones, and Thomas Damalon, who the director of the National Security Council and the assistant director of the National Security Council were over in Israel. He said that they actually gave the go-ahead for Israel. So is this going to result? Is it going to result in the not-too-distant future Israeli attack on Iran, which, of course, draws on it in if we do attack? The Iranians, of course, will, of course, quite naturally, retaliate by attacking the oil facilities there in the Persian Gulf, which, of course, cut off the oil supplies in Europe, and certainly would have an impact on us and drive the price of oil up to $100 or $200 a barrel. There's no reason for it. The world is awash with oil. There's plenty of oil right now. And we have massive deposits in this country, which they will not allow us to develop. And if you haven't read my newsletters on the oil deception, that's the oil deception. You can read them up on the Internet. And we just go into the background of the massive supplies of oil we have. But, of course, they have no intention of developing them or developing ANWR, developing the massive deposits around Gull Oil and Island up there off Prudhoe Bay or all the other developments. We have a massive oil deposits in Alaska and along the Aleutian Islands. They want us to be dependent upon the Middle East. Why? Because it'll be a justification for military action there. And, of course, you say, well, why would we want to be involved over there when if we developed our own oil, we wouldn't need to be dependent upon them. We wouldn't have to be involved in their affairs. But you have to understand that everything is being mediated and certainly influenced by biblical prophecy, which calls for another major war. And this one's going to center in the Near East. So it's only a matter of time. When you understand that, it's fairly easy to anticipate what lies ahead. But if we do get into a war with Iran, of course, you could very well turn the whole Muslim world against us. They say that Saudi Arabia really would sort of like us to take out the Iranians. But how does the average Muslim feel? How do the people in Pakistan feel? How do the people in Afghanistan feel? I mean, they're already mad at us because we killed so many civilians. They know we have no business over there. We know we did not go in simply to get Osama bin Laden. They know we didn't try to catch Osama bin Laden. That was simply the excuse to tell the suckers in America to justify a war in Afghanistan and then in Iraq. And remember, it's been 8 years, almost 8 years, since the September 11th attack. Why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? We attacked Afghanistan in October of 2001, and our boys are still there. And we've devastated the country. We've certainly not tried to clean up the opium fields there. Certainly when the wicked Taliban were in power, why they discontinued the growth of opium. And, of course, once the heroic Americans were there, why the poppy fields bloomed again. Oh, occasionally we'll have a little foray here, there, or elsewhere. But you have to understand that the major distributor of drugs anywhere in the world is the American CIA. This is certainly covered in a couple of books we carry, one called Drugging America, the other called Defrauding America by Rodney Stitch. We have a great four-tape set on this subject, actually six interviews, and one of them you'll actually hear when Bill Clinton, as the President of the United States, is asked about the drug operation at MENA Airport. You'll actually hear Bill Clinton saying, well, that wasn't me. I was just the governor of the state of Arkansas. That was a federal operation there at MENA Airport. A federal operation at MENA Airport where they were bringing drugs in. Here's Bill Clinton saying it. Of course, but we can't let the American people understand that. This whole story is so incredible. well, because we need to get the information out, and we need to try to get people to understand that we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know whether there's going to be a war with Iran in the near future. I don't know if the dollar is going to collapse. I don't know if the swine flu epidemic is going to have come back in a more virulent form. I believe this was probably created in a laboratory someplace. Wade Madsen, who we've interviewed, has made this statement. He's an investigative reporter, and Wade Madsen, I believe it is, and he says he's been told by people who work in genetic engineering that the swine flu virus, the Mexican flu virus, or the H1N1 influenza type A virus, doesn't matter what you call it, it's all the same thing, that it's obvious to people who know something about virus and genetic changes in virus, they feel that this was produced in a laboratory. Where was the laboratory? Who produced it? And why? And why at this specific time in history? Why did all the billionaires get together there in June and in New York City? And there was George Soros and David Rockefeller and Ted Turner and Warren Buffett and Sydney Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey and a few others and make plans about population control. Why would they have the meeting at this time, just when we have a new epidemic and they're creating this new influenza vaccine, this new swine flu vaccine? They want to give us two doses of that, and then the regular influenza injection, that'll give you three doses of mercury and three doses of aluminum and certainly a couple of doses of squalene, which mobilizes the immune system and begins to get the cells working so they'll destroy your own tissues. And as a result of these autoimmune diseases that develop from the use of squalene, which are going to be in most of the vaccines, why people will develop lupus, they will develop scleroderma, they will develop crippling rheumatoid arthritis, they'll develop Hashimoto's thyroiditis, they'll develop chronic bowel problems and diarrhea, they'll develop progressive neurological disorders, multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and brain changes. Do you really want this for your family? Are you going to take the vaccine when it's given? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and right now we have Mark calling from Oregon. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
No complaints at all.
I know that. I could ask you that any time of the day, any week, and you'd have that to say. Well, Dr. Stan, I just took a break off from polishing some things. I wanted to give you a call, just let you know I'm in process here of sending you my care package, as you're aware of. I never would forget you.
Well, we appreciate that.
You're most welcome. I'm detailing things, so it does take a little time. Dr. Stan, you know, I'd given you a call back a few months ago, and I'd expressed the opinion that I thought that there would be a flu pandemic coming up here. I think this was just toward the end of what we had going in April, which I consider to be the beta test. What is coming up here in about 6-8 weeks or so, in beginning in September, with the vaccinations of school children, which may begin in August. You know, you hear differing time frames from different people, so I just try to get it, you know, as close as I can. But they're not going to use the squalene and the oil-based adjuvants in the trial vaccinations, which they are already giving or just on the verge of giving to, I guess, volunteers. And these oil-based adjuvants, which I've heard of three, there's MS-59, AO3, and AO4, and I'm not sure, but I wonder if squalene is also considered to be an oil-based adjuvant.
Yeah, squalene is an oil-based adjuvant, and these are all sort of variations of squalene.
And that these are the most immediate destructive properties from the time of when one gets vaccinated that I have heard about so far. I mean, there are a good number of others, which I'm sure I have missed some shows lately, and I'm sure you've had such good people on and very knowledgeable people as Dr. Blaylock. And they are also putting in ethyl glycol, which is basically what we find in antifreeze. And then you have all the old ingredients that they've used, which have wreaked so much havoc among children with autism, learning disabilities, as well as adults with hemorrhaging through the, trying to remember the name of the vaccination, the Gardasil vaccinations that have been used on young women where they bleed from every orifice.
Well, I think you have to understand that, of course, it's not going to be one shot. It's going to be two shots of the is what they're planning on the swine flu vaccine, and then another shot on the regular vaccine. So you're going to be giving three shots now.
Right.
The squalene is given, or the oil adjuvants are given, because they stimulate the immune system, and they really do. But they can stimulate it to the point where it's going to begin to attack your own body. That's the frightening thing. And you're going to begin to see autoimmune disease. And this is what they put into the experimental vaccine that was given to our troops during the Gulf War. And nobody should be taking these vaccines. They're untried, unproven. Hold on, we'll be right back here. No, I guess we're all right on different time scales. So go ahead. Was there anything else you wanted to say there, Mark? We got one more caller.
Well, Dr. Stan, it really doesn't look like an if or a maybe at this point, from what I have learned from yourself and through Alex Jones's show and a few other shows. I try to keep as close a contact as I can with the information over the last 5 or 6 weeks. And I believe that we should approach it as if there's no doubt about it that these vaccinations will be deadly.
And
it's not just here in the United States. I just learned recently that Greece has bought enough vaccinations for every man, woman, and child, all 6 million, in Greece.
So they're going to start in Europe in August. They'll be actually giving this unproven, untested vaccine start in Europe starting the end of August and the first part of September. So anyway, we're in real trouble. I've got one more caller. I'm going to have to let you go. Do you have a parting thought for us?
Dr. Stan, it just really looks like this is the big event. They have other events that they can coincide with it. But I think this is going to get them everything they want to bring in the New World Order. It's one of the very major moves. It'll be a complete paradigm shift. It'll be 9/11 and the economic 9/11 that we've already experienced on a medical biological scale. And I just don't have any doubts about it at this point.
Well, our job is to tell people, do not take the vaccine. I've done my last two Saturday programs, go to 32 stations, some of the largest stations here on the West Coast. And, of course, we have the station up there in Portland. And we're just telling people, do not take this vaccine. It's not safe. It's not proven. It's experimental, and you're risking your life and the lives of your children. And you've got to help us get this information out all across America. I think there's a growing awareness. They know a lot of people aren't going to take it. They're going to try to force them and just have parents say, you know, I'd rather homeschool my child, do anything. I'm not going to risk their life. Anyway, God bless, and thanks very much for calling, Mark.
Thank
I share
you,
your concern.
Family.
Let's go to Fred, who's calling from New York. Fred, do you have a quick question? We're just about out of time.
Okay, yeah, Dr. Stan, I was just wondering, how do you get these people to wake up and you bring to them what they're going to do with this vaccine, and they're going to force it on these people? And people will say, well, I'm just not going to take it. And I say, okay, now what are you going to do when they quarantine you?
You're just going to tell them.
How long are you going to be able to sustain being locked down?
They can't do this if we got 50 million people who say no way. And this is why we have to reach as many people with the truth and tell them about what has happened in the past, how they put a cancer virus, and they knew there was a cancer virus in the polio vaccine, and they distributed it, and there has been an increase in the specific cancers. It produces osteogenic sarcomas, it produces brain tumors, it produces lymphomas and mesotheliomas, and those tumors are up dramatically, and the tumor is in them, and they're lying to the American people. What you have to do, Fred, is help us reach as many people as we can. And the people I can't reach, you've got to reach. And simply just ask them, why would you want to take an unproven, untested vaccine? I mean, do you remember what happened back in 1976? And if you have not yet seen that 20-minute program with Mike Wallace, you can get to the National Cancer Information Center. That's the NVIC, National Cancer The Information Center, or Barbara Lowe Fisher's website, Barbara Lowe Fisher. Go there, look at it. You can certainly access it on their homepage. And it says 1976 swine flu. You can see they use the same techniques there of trying to scare the people into taking the vaccine. And as this one woman who got Guillain-Barré said, I never would have taken it if I hadn't been told it was absolutely safe. Her life was ruined. And ask the people, are you willing to risk your life, you know, when, of course, to date, as of the 31st of July, this was just, 3 weeks ago, there had only been 1,152 cases in the whole world. Why, we lose it's about 3 million people every day from malaria, which is preventable, and they just won't prevent it. They won't allow the DDT to be used. We lose about 6,000 people a day from AIDS, which is preventable, but they won't use the standard public health techniques. Why are they? That's in one day. Why are we so concerned about a worldwide loss of 1,154 people? Is there another agenda? Start talking to them about population control and the Georgia Guidestones. We've got to get people to listen.
Yeah,
hey, Fred, we're out of
time. They just won't. Okay, thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay, fine. Well, that was Fred calling and from New York, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us. If you want to continue hearing us here on the station you're listening to, the shortwave or the radio stations or the internet or satellite, why, you know, well, we're under a lot of pressure. We just got another one of our listeners today with us for a long time, as long-time supporters of the of Radio Liberty, and they just took a 15% cut in their salaries, and this was something they just couldn't continue supporting. And so if you're in a position to help, maybe you can take their place. Anyway, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. I hate asking for money, but I would hate even more having to start dropping stations. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. As a woman said to me just last week, look, money is not going to be any good if we lose this country, so we're going to invest in what you're doing. I hope you want to as well. So you certainly want to get our four-tape set on the vaccine update 2009. You want to get Dr. David Ayoub's excellent DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. You want to get Dr. Blaylock's DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development, Vaccines and Brain Development, and Mark Geyer's book, The Sacred Spark. The Sacred Spark. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive.